Okay. Good. You saw us. You know, we had two hard days in a row. Today, before the scrimmage, we took the pads off. A little more focus on mentality and mindset out here, putting them in different situations. The topic that we talked about today was explosive plays with our team. We talked about capturing explosives. So on offense, the ability to get them, defense to minimize them, and as well as special teams. So, you know, we came out here, we had a backed up situation. You saw offense try to take a shot and it backed up to try to get an explosive. Excuse me. The stats show when you get multiple explosives in a series that the chance for a touchdown increases. Three explosive plays in a series, I think it goes up to about 80% that you can score. So, you know, I think we went over those things right there. So, again, more situational play. Try to reenact it out here. Got to the red zone. Offense, I thought, did a really good job. Really good job. You're seeing now the last couple of days, offense had a better day. Defense had a better day. Back to the offense. You know, sometimes that's a good sign. Shows are playing back and forth. There isn't one side that's dominant over the other. So, you know, we'll continue to grow from it. But good practice. Like I said, challenging practice. A little bit more off of them physically, but maybe a little bit more of a strain mentally.
With Paz and Scooter sitting out, gives you a chance to look at some of your other linebackers.
There's a little bit of the intent, yeah. We need to...
How did that go? I know you haven't seen the film, but just how did it feel?
You know what? I'll wait to say until I see it. You know, there were some things that looked like they were handling pretty good, getting us lined up, but we wanted to put more strain on them. I think it's important to develop that as quickly as possible or see where we're at.
How are you feeling about your red zone package?
Offensively?
Yeah.
Well, it's good. You know, I think, you know, we're just in the beginning stages of it, putting it in. So I think the offense has really bought into it. They understand the concepts. Understand there's not a lot of game planning going on either side. You know, it's just more running the concept. So, you know, I think we're looking more just for execution and decision-making.
Polanco at first-team right guard for Linder Day. Does he have some of those traits?
Well, that's what we're checking out. As long as Linder was out, we thought we'd try to see what he would look like at the guard spot. You know, we always tell our players the more that you can do, especially at this early stage, you know, see what took place. Sometimes, you know, injuries like that bring up opportunities. And, you know, that's what we did.
Yeah, we're sitting out tomorrow night.
I think the only one should be Marquise. I believe so.
So all these guys like Woodrick and Linder and Thomas,
they should be good. They should be good.
What was Linder on the sideline with?
In the knee. He just got, I think, kneed a knee or something, so he should be okay.
How will tomorrow night's deal differ from a padded practice? How will the scrimmage differ from a practice?
Well, incorporate more special teams all the way throughout the whole scrimmage. You know, I think we need to see a punt return, kickoff return, field goal block. So, you know, at least three or four reps for each group. So we got to, you know, put those things into the scrimmage and then also work our situations that could take place in a preseason game. So some backed up, some sudden change, some 2 minutes, some goal line, some red zone. Try to hit on all the situations with the first two groups, and then at the end will be the third group. We'll just move the ball with them.
So the first two groups will not like put the ball in 20, can you go 80 yards type of thing?
The first series may be that. Then after that, it'll move into situations.
Is that last receiver spot going to be pretty hard, or last two receiver spots?
Very competitive. Again, your fourth and fifth spot, you're looking for guys that can play, have a, you know, very important to the special teams. I would say that you'd like to get it, when it's all said and done, that fourth and fifth spot can take care of six special teams, you know, six core special teams. So whether it's two with the four and four with the fifth, but you're trying to get that many. So when you're looking at those spots, you know, I think it's pretty heavy emphasis on what they can do as far as special teams.
So it's almost like whether they can tackle and all that other stuff. It's almost more important than what they can do as a receiver.
Right, I think that's with Ben. You know, you're looking at him. He's 220 pounds. He can tackle, can run down on kickoff, knows multiple positions. Intriguing. We need to take a hard look at him. You know, some other guys, Tannen Doss, bigger, stronger, physical guy, see what he can do. Can he be a, you know, how many core guy can he be? So, you know, especially, you know, if like Rashad Green, say he's a returner and that's it, and maybe that's what he does, well, then the next guy, if he, you know, however it works out, would have to do four core.
Do you see a chance of you guys possibly keeping six wide receivers?
Good. Yes. I have not talked to him about that. I'm not sure. We'll talk about that tonight.
Tackling more?
You might see one period live. We haven't talked about that. Haven't in my mind. Maybe the goal line situation, but we'll talk about it.